T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Hunter Biden is going to sue. He's going to sue over his laptop. And this information that has gotten out, he didn't want it to get out. But Representative Jim Jordan has a very good question. How can it be your laptop?
All right. Well, we will continue to cover every hearing that you do so that we know what it looks like when the two sides are talking. It's important. Another chapter in the Hunter Biden saga, his attorneys admitting that the infamous laptop is actually his. Well, my goodness, they must read the news. We have receipts. They're now claiming it's being weaponized against him. No, it's called evidence for what we don't know yet. We don't know what we don't know. The New York Post cover this morning, it's mine. Hunter Biden finally admits laptop of dirty deals and deeds is his. An op-ed calling out his team's new tactic, playing the victim. What do you make of it, Chairman?
Yeah, I mean, look, how could it be Hunter Biden's laptop? Because, you know, 51 former intel officials told us it wasn't. So, I mean, that to me is just like, you've got to be kidding me. So they can say what they want. I think the American people understood. The focus that we'll have on the Judiciary Committee is how big government worked with big tech to keep that information from the American people, starting with those 51 former intel officials who wrote that now famous line that the Hunter Biden laptop story has all the earmarks of a Russian information operation. We knew it wasn't at the time. Now we have confirmation, even from Hunter Biden himself, for goodness sake. So I think that's the key takeaway here.
So here's what Jim Jordan needs to do. He needs to haul every one of those 51 former intel officials before the House Judiciary Committee and have them explain themselves. Why did you come out with the statement that this was Russian disinformation? Why did the FBI visit these social media companies warning them of disinformation that was coming? Somebody explain this. You see, when we talk about, and when I talk about that there was cheating done in the 2020 election, let's just say, just little, what do they call it, the willing suspension of disbelief. Let's just believe for a moment that every vote was on the up and up. Okay, just again, suspend disbelief for just a moment. Every vote was on the up and up. There was no ballot harvesting. There were no 2,000 mules plus. None of that went on. No shenanigans in DeKalb County, no shenanigans in Fulton County, no shenanigans anywhere. Everything was on the up and up. Even if that were the case, I don't believe it is, but even if that were the case, this is called cheating. That is how you cheat in a presidential election. When you get reportedly 51 intelligence officers saying that a huge piece of evidence that could have potentially and probably would have hurt Joe Biden's chances of being president, when that information comes out and they work with social media, they work with news sites, they work with news organizations to squash this story, folks, that's cheating. That is cheating 100%. It doesn't get more cheaty than that. When you got the Department of Justice doing that, when you've got the FBI visiting these people and censoring information, that is cheating. When there were classified documents found before the midterms, that's cheating. When it was kept secret by the Department of Justice, when it was kept secret, oh, now we're hearing that the archives, the folks at the archives tell them they were not allowed to disclose that these documents were found. What? Wait, hold on. Allowed? Well, then, who didn't allow it? That's what we would like to know. So, yeah, cheating going on? Oh, you bet your boots cheating was going on. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's, again, the archives weren't allowed to reveal that these documents existed. Let's go to Reed in Pickens. Reed, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's up, buddy?
Hey, so a couple of things that came across that are sort of germane, and you guys may have already heard this years ago. There was a guy, Stephen Decatur Miller, who gave a speech in South Carolina in a place that's probably gone now called Statesburg in about 1830.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with what was the boxes of democracy or of our system of government here, republic. And so now there's four boxes, okay? The first box is the soapbox. Well, our soapbox has been kicked out from under us because, you know, of the suppression of everything we want to say by Twitter and Google and all this other stuff going on. Second box is the ballot box. And the ballot box has been abused in the last three or four elections pretty severely.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not too sure how good our ballot box is. The fourth box is the jury box. We get a two-tier system of justice, and that jury box is not going to do us a bit of good. And the last box is the cartridge box. And we don't want to go to the cartridge box, but that's the only box we got left unless some stuff starts changing.
And stuff does need to, yeah, you're right, stuff needs to change.
And the other thing is George Washington, whenever he was getting through with his presidency, gave a speech and looked around at people and said, you know, a bad thing's happening here, and that's that you guys are dividing up into two different factions. We got people in this government that have two sides, and they're dividing up. And we don't need that. We need to have everybody up here working for all the people. We need everyone to be their own individual that's being elected. We don't need parties being elected. We need individuals being elected.
Yeah, Washington definitely warned about the party system. Reed, I appreciate you calling in. But wasn't it, I mean, remember, Tim, when you watched the docuseries on John Adams?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't it amaze you how John Adams came from this or started being this pro-freedom, you know, states' rights kind of a guy? And, he wanted freedom. He wanted to be no tyranny. And then by the end of the series, he was all about federalism and the federal government having more power over the states. It's kind of like he became a hero to a goat by the end of that series.
Yeah, it's almost like the power corrupted him.
Yeah, exactly right. Even the founding father. Let's go to Phil in Taylor's and talk to him. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Charlie. Thank you.
Yep.
First, a big amen to that previous caller, Reed. He made some really, really good points. The other thing is, I heard the news blurb before I called. I thought I was hearing things. Did Biden actually say he wants to charge a wealth tax on the oil companies for profiting off quote-unquote, Putin's war?
Off the
Did
war.
I hear that right?
Yeah, off the war. Can you believe
it? I guess he forgot about shutting down domestic production here.
Yeah, exactly.
And the basic economic principles of supply and demand. I guess he forgot about that.
He did forget about that,
again,
of course.
He forgets about everything. The other thing, real quick, I can't believe I heard this. Hunter Biden wants to sue?
Yeah.
Because of his laptop content?
Yep.
Really?
That's right. Wants to sue these people. Wants to sue Steve Bannon. Wants to sue anybody that released that Rudy Giuliani, all of these people. But again, like Jim Jordan said, I didn't think it was his. 51 intelligence agencies said it wasn't his.
Well, I would love to see the discovery phase of that, man.
I'd love
really
to see
would.
It go to court. Absolutely. You're right about that. Phil, always a pleasure, buddy. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Project Veritas. Remember that video that they had the other night of that that guy from Pfizer saying that they actually were trying to mutate the COVID virus so that they could come up with a vaccine to combat it? Yeah, basically selling the panic and selling the cure. Yeah, exactly right. Medical experts are now warning that mutating the COVID-19 virus would be criminal. The Pfizer executive, Jordan Tristan Walker, said that his company was exploring intentionally creating mutations of the COVID virus to preemptively develop new vaccines. He said it would be a cash cow for the company. Now, he later denied the comments, but it was on tape. But medical experts are saying that it's not likely the company was doing what he claimed. But if it is, it would be a crime, and that crime would be domestic terrorism. That's right. Dr. Harvey Risch, professor emeritus at Yale School of Public Health, said if they were to do that, the vaccine would only be useful if the virus that they're inventing actually got out into the population. Oh, that would be an act of domestic terrorism if that happened. So they're probably not doing that. Well, this guy's got a lot more faith in them than I do. I don't have any faith in them at all. None whatsoever. So Project Veritas is now saying there's another tape coming. What? That's right. Another tape coming. So to start the show off this afternoon, I told you about a story that was pretty disturbing because we've been hearing about eggs, the lack of eggs, the price of eggs, the fact that they were saying that eggs cause myocarditis. Remember that? Yeah, they're talking about that. Well, listen to this. This is pretty interesting. And I had a very interesting comment on Twitter. Let me just tell you this. Got to find this story. There was a study done that said that the antibodies in eggs actually prevent spike proteins from attaching to the body. The antibodies in eggs, chicken yolk antibodies, prevent spike proteins and actually block them. Now, this isn't me saying this. This isn't me saying this. This isn't Charlie James making this up off the top of my head. No, this is from the National Institute of Health and their National Library of Medicine, the National Center for Biotechnology Information. Chicken egg yolk antibodies block the binding of multiple SARS spike protein variants. Oh, okay. In the abstract, they say the SARS-CoV-2 virus is still spreading worldwide and there's an urgent need to effectively prevent and control this pandemic. This study evaluated the potential efficacy of egg yolk antibodies as a neutralizing agent against the against COVID-19. We investigated the neutralizing effects of anti-spike S1LGYs on the SARS-CoV-2 pseudovirus, as well as its inhibitory effect on the binding of the coronavirus spike protein mutants to the human ACE2 proteins. Our research shows that anti-spike S1LGYs showed significant neutralizing potency against the SARS-CoV-2 pseudovirus, various spike protein mutants, and even SARS-CoV in vitro. It might be a feasible tool for the prevention and the control of ongoing COVID-19. To which this person on Twitter said, Charlie, you do know that the DNA in egg yolks is completely destroyed when you eat them. Oh, okay, that's fine, but we're not talking about the DNA. Go Rebels, Push Cushion, Ping Cushion, or whatever your name is. We're not talking about the DNA. We're talking about the antibodies in the egg yolks. Mr. Smarty Pants, who is about to be blocked on Twitter. these guys always speak. Again, this wasn't me saying this. This was the National Institutes of Health. So go Rebels. If you don't believe me, do you believe the National Institutes of Health, which says eggs and the antibodies in the egg yolks could actually block the spike proteins of the coronavirus and ultimately block the spike proteins in the vaccine itself, which is what is said to be doing a lot of damage, Mr. Smarty Britches. Charlie, can egg yolk antibodies be transferred to people by eating them? Does cooking destroy the antibodies? Well, you're going to have to ask the National Institutes of Health about that. Charlie, yes, they are removing eggs as they did with ivermectin. Ah, that's right. Exactly right. What did they do with ivermectin? What did they do with hydroxychloroquine? I mean, they practically tried to outlaw those things, didn't they? Of course they did. Yeah, very actively tried to outlaw those. You had pharmacies that wouldn't even fulfill ivermectin prescriptions. Yep. You're right. So, hey, Charlie, I have 3 to 6 eggs a day. Going to live forever. I didn't say you're going to live forever, but this study from the National Institute of Health says that the antibodies in eggs could be very good for you as far as COVID is concerned. And even if not, hey, you ever have a raw egg? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ask Rocky, right? We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WRD. President Trump's got to be pretty darn happy. There is a Columbia Journalism Review probe that found serious flaws in the media's coverage of the 2016 campaign that alleged ties to Russia. The report was a black eye to the New York Times and other Pulitzer Prize winners for their stories about Trump and Russia. The Columbia Journalism Review, in no way a conservative publication, conducted an 18-month investigation into Russia, 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 and it's issued its report. Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social, it is a staggering detailed account of the lies, misinformation, and complete lack of journalistic integrity exhibited by the purveyors of fake news at the Washington Compost, the failing New York Times, and many others. The Journalist Review report faulted reporters and editors for failing to follow their own rules on using anonymous sources and refusing to be transparent about their work in attempting to prove links between the Trump campaign in Russia in 2016. It also faulted the news outlets' lack of acknowledgement that the allegations of collusion with Moscow were never substantiated. Now, for a long time, President Trump has demanded that the Pulitzer Prize Board rescind its awards to the Post and the Times for their Russiagate stories, while the newspapers have stood by their reporting, blah, blah, blah. He said fake news with all of its disinformation had a huge impact on the 2020 presidential election, just one of the many ways that the election was rigged and stolen. CJR interviewed Mr. Trump twice for its report, and he said he remains furious about over what he calls the witch hunt or the hoax and remains obsessed with Robert Mueller. He said, I realized early on I had two jobs. The first was to run the country. The second was the survival. I had to survive. The stories were unbelievably fake. Some polls show that Trump continued to dominate the GOP, while others suggest that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would be a tough opponent for him in a hypothetical 2024 primary matchup. So all of these people that are always saying, oh, Trump's just got too much baggage on him. So if you're standing out in a field and somebody, and you know, a bunch of people come along and they just pick up, you know, cow manure and they throw it at you and it gets on you, Are you going to stand there and you're going to say, oh, look at me. I'm just look at that person. They are covered in manure. They are a horrible person. They don't even have the wherewithal to bathe. They don't have the self-decency and the self-respect to bathe themselves. Well, they didn't do it. In fact, they're trying to clean themselves up. They're trying to tell everybody that, but that's exactly what it is. Somebody else put this baggage on Trump. Charlie Trump's been right about pretty much everything. I believe the election was stolen. You're exactly right. Exactly right. So there you go. Let's see. Charlie, hat tip to Cat Turd. If you mix ivermectin with eggs, you cure global warming. Probably so. Probably so. Charlie, what about the Republican councilwoman that was assassinated in New Jersey? This was a horrible story. Absolutely horrible. New Jersey Republican councilwoman was killed outside of her home. She was sitting in her car. Police believe that it was a result of targeting. Police are still looking for suspects. At the time that this post was written, people on social media are asking if Kamala Harris gave this black woman the eulogy she deserved, or will she downplay it because she was a woman and a Republican. Councilwoman Eunice Dwamfer from Sayreville was shot and killed in her car last night. Dwamfer, 30 years old, was found inside her car with multiple gunshot wounds at Samuel Circle just before 7:30 last night. Police say they believe the Newark native was the intended target of the shooting, but don't have a clear motive. They think the car traveled about 100 feet before slamming into two parked cars. Dwamfer was elected to the council in 2022. The Republican defeated an incumbent Democrat to begin a 3-year term on the borough council. Horrible, horrible story. Another horrible story for the person involved, and that person is, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Listen to this. AOC funneled cash to a Chinese foreign agent for campaign ads. It's been revealed that during her bid for re-election in 2022, AOC paid for campaign advertising in a newspaper registered as a Chinese foreign agent. The Department of Justice deemed Tsingtao Newspapers, the U.S. subsidiary of Hong Kong-based Tsingtao News Corporation, to be too pro-Beijing and forced it to register as a foreign agent in August of 2021. AOC's campaign shelled out $1,500 for advertisements in the Chinese language paper, which publishes in New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. The decision to work with Tsingtao was made long before the DOJ had classified it as a foreign agent. However, they still did it. So fellow Democrats, Kevin Mullen, Grace Meng also paid money to the paper as well. So there you go. AOC, I mean, come on. But the good news today, Ilhan Omar kicked off the the Foreign Intelligence Committee. That's good news. Lots of people lost their minds over that today. I didn't. I celebrated. Celebrated when Swalwell lost his committee assignment. Celebrated when Adam Schiff celebrated his. Because we know what these people are made of. This week, House Republicans, they had a resolution condemning the horrors of socialism and declaring that the House opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States of America. Now, how many people do you think would vote for that? You would think everybody would, right? You would think everybody would. However, that's not the case. Hakeem Jeffries was very much against it.
Bring to the floor of the House of Representatives today a resolution on socialism to condemn some dictators that we all condemn. But understand, the goal of this phony, fake, and fraudulent resolution is just to somehow provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans to try to undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people.
Yeah, so what he's trying to say is that Republicans are looking at cutting Social Security and Medicare, which are technically socialist programs. So he's saying he's trying to say that the Republicans are trying to condemn socialism to get rid of Social Security. No, they're condemning socialism, and for good reason. According to Representative Maria Salazar, the Cuban-American Republican who introduced the resolution, speaking on the House floor this week, she said she introduced the resolution because young people in America are being brainwashed by the news media and academia into believing that socialism is an economic model for the greater good of all Americans. What they're not teaching in academia is that socialism has failed every single time it was tried. But I guess they believe they're the new smart socialist out there, right? So there you go. Hey, Charlie, listen, 433, I see you. I see the text, and I am going to talk about that story coming up next. It happened at the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., happened to some students right here in the upstate. That story is coming up next. I'll guarantee you that is going to be happening. The GS Plumbing Talk Line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line, 71307. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show. Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum is a federal institution. A federal institution. And they kicked out an entire group of pro-life students and their chaperones. What were they doing? Were they protesting? No, they were not. They were just at the museum. Last Friday, students from a Catholic school right here in Greenville, South Carolina, traveled to Washington, D.C. to participate in the National March for Life. After the event, they went over to the, it was close by, they went over to the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum. Once they were there, they were accosted several times, and they were told they would be forced to leave unless they removed their pro-life hats. The group all wore the same blue hats, and it said, Rosary Pro-Life. There were other people there in the museum. They were wearing hats of all kinds of description. But the museum staff at the Federal Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum mocked the students. They called them expletives and made comments that the museum was a neutral zone where they could not express such statements. The employee who ultimately told the students to leave the museum was rubbing his hands together in glee as they exited the building. The American Center for Law and Justice and others are appalled at this blatant discrimination, and they say they won't let this behavior stand. The mother of two students took to Twitter and said, My daughter just called from D.C. A dozen kids from Greenville just got kicked out of the Air and Space Museum for wearing pro-life hats. They were told to remove their hats or leave. My daughter told me, told the man that they had to wear the hats to find each other in the crowd, and they kicked them out for refusing to remove their hats. The Smithsonian, I always mispronounce that, as a federal entity, receives about $1 billion a year from the federal government, American taxpayer dollars. It states on its website that they welcome all people to explore its museums. Well, apparently just not kids and people with pro-life views. The ACLJ say this was a clear-cut First Amendment violation. Not only was their freedom of speech, but their violation of their freedom of religion as well. The federal government simply cannot ban speech with which it or its employees disagree. Imagine your child being accosted, berated, and kicked out of a museum that other children are allowed to attend just because of their beliefs. The ACLJ say this is a clear and egregious abuse of the First Amendment, which protects their rights to freedom of speech without government interference, and the ACLJ are ready to take action. You cannot censor individual speech, much less speech from an inherently Christian pro-life position. So, shame on them. I hope they sue the ever-loving bells off of these people. And I hope they win. I hope people protest in front of the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. I really do. I hope the Catholic Church comes out in... I hope the Pope... Not going to happen. But I hope the Pope, the Cardinals, the Bishops, all of these people in the Catholic Church condemn the actions of the Smithsonian and what they did. Charlie, as a federal employee who has an active EEO complaint against in the queue for religious discrimination after being denied testing exemption for being unvaccinated, I was told my religious beliefs were not sincere. I'm not a bit surprised this happened to these students. The Biden administration is awful. Religious freedom is gone in the federal government. Of course. Of course it is. Charlie, we need to get Jeff Duncan on this right away. Not only we need to get Jeff Duncan, we need to get everybody except for Clyburn. You know he's not going to do anything. We need to get every representative from South Carolina on this. We need Lindsey Graham on it. We need Tim Scott on it. We need Timmons on it. We need all of these people on this thing. Everybody. We need Alan Wilson to file a lawsuit on behalf of these students. Charlie, what would happen if it was a Black Lives Matter hat? Oh, you would have probably gotten a VIP tour. Probably. Charlie, too bad it's not the officials that are going to have to do it. The payout is to use taxpayers' dollars. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This crap has got to stop. Somebody says you should sue the individual personally. I agree. Absolutely. But that stuff is happening far too often. Far too often. So if the church is sincere, then they need to protect these kids. We'll see what happens. If the school is sincere, they need to do something about it. So there you go. Charlie, Jeff Duncan and Tim Scott are already on it. Not sure about the rest. It was somebody wanted to know Greenville or Greenwood. What I heard was it was here in Greenville. Catholic school in Greenville. So it's unbelievable that this stuff actually happens. 12 students and their chaperones were kicked out of a museum. For what? Unruly behavior? No. Were they touching the exhibits? No. Were they causing a ruckus? No. It's just some little panty-waisted, butt-hurt individual got him kicked out. There you go. There you go. That's what's going on. Makes you sick, doesn't it? That this is going on in this country, but little by little, we're losing our religious freedom. Little by little. I love how some of these news reports are. Students say. But listen to this. This is from the Washington Examiner. The Smithsonian required staffers at the Air and Space Museum to undergo training. Oh, that's good. This is nice. Undergo training after a group of Catholic school students were told to remove their anti-abortion hat in order to enter the museum last month. See, you got that one a little wrong, Washington Examiner. So they were already in the museum when they were told to leave. In a statement to the Washington Examiner, National Air and Space Museum spokeswoman Allison Wood said the museum apologized to the group members for asking them to remove their hats. Asking visitors to remove hats and clothing is not keeping with our policy or protocols. We provide immediate training to prevent reoccurrence of this kind of incident and have determined steps to ensure this doesn't happen again. Oh, well, good. Good. That would be awesome. So, there you go. That's what you got. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.